All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone here for 2017, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, after a strong start here in 2017, things appear to be coming apart at the seams for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, Milwaukee held a 5.5-game lead at the All-Star break over the Chicago Cubs for first place in the National League Central. However, things have changed drastically in a New York minute. Right now, Chicago is up on Milwaukee by 2.5 games in the NL Central. Milwaukee is only 5-11 since the All-Star break, while the Cubs are 13-3, and that includes Chicago going to Milwaukee this past weekend and taking 2 out of 3 games. Now, the Cubs have finally woken up. This was a team that has been up and down for the first half of the season. Of course, the Cubs entered this year as the defending World Series champions, first time since 1908 that happened. And, you know, like I said before, The biggest thing that was going to hold the Chicago Cubs back this season would be the Cubs. Would they listen to the press clippings with everybody telling them how good that they were? And would they come into the season with a World Series hangover? They did. And now they finally decided, you know what, we have to play better and it's time for us to make it happen. Now, the acquisition of starting pitcher Jose Quintana from the Chicago White Sox was big because you look at a Cubs rotation that was already solid. Now you get another piece in there and you get another solid lefty. So now this has put the pressure on the Milwaukee Brewers, and it's up to their general manager, David Stearns, to go out there and try to make a move prior to the trade deadline today. Now, of course, Milwaukee has already acquired relief pitcher Anthony Swarzak from the White Sox, but they have to find a boost. And I mean, they need an outfielder and they also need a starting pitcher. I don't see them trying to pull off a trade to acquire Sonny Gray from the Oakland Athletics. So it's going to have to be a second and potentially third tier guy. But this Milwaukee club simply needs a spark. Now, they still have 7 more games against the Cubs this season, but I'll tell you right now, if the Brewers are not careful, this could get away from them very quickly. They are also 6 games behind the Colorado Rockies for the final wild card spot in the National League. And I know that the Rockies have been slumping as of late, but the way that the Brewers are playing, I don't see them catching Colorado, which means they are going to have to hang in tight and fight the Chicago Cubs to the very end if they are going to find a way to make the playoffs. Now, Milwaukee is off today, and it gives them the opportunity to assess things prior to the trade deadline, but they have 3 games at home this week against the St. Louis Cardinals, and they are always tough. I know that the Cardinals have a sub-500 record right now, but you can never overlook this club. And then next weekend, Milwaukee will be on the road for a 3-game set against the Tampa Bay Rays, and the Rays find themselves in the midst of a playoff push in the American League, so that will be no picnic for Milwaukee as they look to get back on track. What happens with this club? I think they are going to fall short of the playoffs because it's not much as it's about them, but it's about the Cubs. And I mean, Milwaukee was solid in the first half, but if Chicago was out there taking care of business, the Brewers would not have had that 5.5-game lead. They would have been looking up at Chicago in the standings from that point. But now Chicago has decided to wake up, and Milwaukee's production has simply gone south, and I don't see it getting any better for this team anytime soon. I know the Brewers have been down on their luck for the past few years, and I think it was a feel-good story in the first half of the season to see Milwaukee have a turnaround. But the bottom line is they simply lack in the talent category versus the Chicago Cubs, and that will be their ultimate undoing here in 2017. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.